This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
On Joy.
Good morning, Thomasy, beautiful man. How are you?
Good morning, Mikey. Good to see you. Like, you look all right when you're looking a bit hot and wet and coming in with the rain out there. It's all steamy and wet. You've lifted your game.
I started off with a nice compliment and it just went sexual.
Hey, mate, that was a compliment. You're looking well, I thought. Your week
steamy
off does
and
well.
Wet. Hey, thank you.
Send him off to the country in South Australia. Send him out the bush somewhere
right.
Out the back.
Mount Gambier, not as exciting as I thought it would be.
It's just a drive-through town. Let me tell you.
It was. Even the McDonald's. The McDonald's actually was the highlight there in the Woolies. It made me feel at home because it was all the same.
It doesn't matter where you go and what highway it is. McDonald's are all the same, aren't they?
It was magical. The burgers are pretty. Let's not get into Macca's because we've got a big show today.
We're here to make fun of the Avengers movie.
No, we're here No, we're not. I loved that movie.
So you're a superhero movie fan?
No spoilers, but I cried in it.
What, really?
You know I went to the 48-hour Marvel movie marathon, so I'm very invested in this franchise.
What, there's 48 hours of them?
Yeah, big time.
Full on.
Well, now more.
No one stays awake for 48 hours to watch that show.
I slept in the cinema a couple times, but in a Chinese theatre, is this correct?
Yes, this is my most exciting bit about the whole Avengers thing. I wanted to be in China to watch people get shamed. You tell us what happened.
Okay, so the past weekend, a cinema in China premiered the one of the biggest movies of all time, Avengers Endgame. Now, there's no spoilers here. If you're listening in, don't worry. We are just chatting Endgame. But before the movie started, they put up on the screen headshots of average people who owe the government money.
Wow, that's really exciting. So they get shamed into having to pay their debt to the government. You go to the movies and you do expect like 15 minutes of like trailers, but do you expect to see good old Uncle Charlie who hasn't paid his debt? You know, like, that'd be really upsetting, wouldn't it? What happens if it in Australia? What would we show? We'd have Clive Palmer. I mean, he owes us about 70 million. It would just be 22 hours of pictures of Clive Palmer and all the money he owes the
Followed
government.
Up straight afterwards, yeah. We're not going to take it.
What would you do if you were sitting there and your picture come up like that? It's all right, because you look like every other straight boy out there, every other straight millennial. You all look the same.
I thought I had a unique look about me, the big boy and the big nose. No.
No. But you know what? That's not the most shameful thing I think would happen if you go to a Marvel movie. Do you know there was a sad man in Wisconsin in the USA? His name was Steve Rappel, and he went to the Captain Marvel movie. Is that different to the...
Yeah.
It's totally different?
It's the same franchise, same
well,
line.
There's a Guinness Book of Records, and 114 times was the most times anyone had seen a movie. He has seen Captain Marvel 116 times.
No.
He's broke the world record. How sad is that?
That one sucked. That was a bad one.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, Andy agrees. Hey, creepy Andy, make some noise.
It made billions of dollars worldwide.
Captain Marvel.
Oh, look, isn't that got the hottie in it?
I mean, what was her name again? It was Brie Larson. Yeah, she's all right. I'm not looking at the movie for her.
Oh, so Captain Marvel doesn't have the Avenger guy in it. What's his name? No, he doesn't.
No, this is a female-based movie. It was okay. it wasn't bad because it was a female movie. It was everyone was really excited for the first proper female character that has her own movie. The plot just sucked. I don't know how a person could go 114
times. Wonder Woman's
times.
Done it, doesn't she? She's a superhero that's had her own movie.
Different franchise, Tom. Different franchise.
Are they different?
Wonder Woman, Superwoman. Which one? Yeah.
Oh, because she's DC Comics.
Yeah.
Oh, don't they just put them together and save some money and stop putting 15 of them out a year? Just put them all in together. Yeah.
Tom, did you see the backlash over that cricketer that posted the Instagram post?
Good. So he should.
Let's give a bit of context.
As if
first.
The whole world doesn't know what's happened. Yeah.
So basically, James Faulkner is a cricketer, captioned a post that
he included, doesn't play cricket anymore, does he? He's a retired cricketer.
He might be. I don't follow cricket. It's a bad sport. Not important, but he posted a picture of himself, his mum, and his best mate, captioned it, "Dinner with a boyfriend and my mother." People were really excited because they thought it was the first openly gay cricketer. But he's not. He's straight.
They're all gay. They play with stumps and balls, don't they? I mean, that's how I learnt to play cricket. Yeah, all those years at a Catholic high school. Yeah.
I feel like you could write a book about your Catholic high school adventure. But massive, 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 massive backlash for him. I mean, he responded quickly on Instagram after the backlash with, "There seems to be a misunderstanding about my post from last night. I am not gay. However, it has been fantastic to see the support from the LGBTQI plus community." People still really mad at him, though. Is he deserving of the backlash?
So the whole idea, he's tried to come out and say it was a joke, didn't it? But saying somebody is your, pretending you're gay is not a joke. If you've spent, like me, 50 years of being hammered about being gay, there's no humour in it. I don't see the joke. If you're gay, big deal. Who gives a hoot? But don't, you can't say, oh, it's a joke, I'm sorry. Yeah,
I don't think he actually said it was a joke. I think he just said, that wasn't what I meant by it.
But then, well, what do you mean by it? There's only one way to describe your boyfriend. Do you tell everyone I'm your boyfriend? No, we're co-hosts.
True.
Yeah.
My thoughts are, would the backlash be the same if it was a female cricketer saying, oh, dinner with my wifey and my mum? Is it the same thing there? Would the backlash be the same, you reckon?
If they're trying to come out and say, oh, I was just joking. It's not a joke. I mean, you can be your best friend. Look, I don't know. Look, I feel sorry for the guy. He is getting hammered and he's probably not smart enough. But you're a public figure. You're putting it out there. You're going to cop what you get.
Yeah, that's true. It just sucks that he's the face of the public agenda that's being pushed upon him, you know what I mean?
I don't think his boyfriend or his mother wrote the text for the tweet for him. He did it. True. So take responsibility.
Okay. Yeah. I agree. I just think the people are cruel. They love to just destroy someone's image for a point, you know?
Well, look, that's the problem with being famous. So you want to be Mr. DJ Mikey D. You're going to...
I don't want to be, I am.
People are going to harass you. Yeah. You don't know you're famous until someone just sends you a horrible tweet.
And if you... Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. No, fair enough. Well, I just wanted to talk about it. I just think that... You're right. No, you're right in this scenario. Have you had a bad tweet thrown your way?
Oh, I love it. I get lots of them. Yeah. Someone the other day called me a liar. Well, yeah, and I couldn't understand what they were doing. And then I had a look, and you actually have a look at who they are. They have no one follows them. They have no accounts, and they just only follow like 30 people with blue ticks, so they can just – they're trying to look for – they're trying to be feel important. Yeah. Do you know what? If I was 47 and lived in my mother's basement, I'd want to feel important too. So I'd probably attack people. Yeah.
Gather round, folks. It's time for
wisdom with my co-host Tom. It's time for Tom's wisdom. Yeah.
Alrighty, Tommy, here's the issue.
First, get into the lotus position, if you need me. This is very important. Yeah.
Okay,
no
Tom.
Downward dog. It's the lotus position.
The lotus position. Okay, right. Tom, here's my issue. I'm a bit of a nervous little man sometimes when it comes to social interactions. And
so you mean you don't like weeing at a cubicle?
Nervous. Yeah. So I'll line up for the stall to the door. So the other day, I'm in an elevator, right, and I'm at my work. And
Didn't wee in the elevator? No.
So we're outside the elevator, and I see Hamish Blake.
Hamish and Andy
variety, yeah. I freak out. I'm a big fan. I've interviewed him before, but I still freaked out. So I go into the elevator. He doesn't come in. I say to my friend, oh, thank the Lord. I would have wet myself if Hamish comes in. We go down a floor. Somehow Hamish was miraculously there, gets into the elevator. I freak out. And instead of being like, oh, hey, Hamish, we've chatted once before. We did a whole interview segment. I said nothing. And I just let him go. How do I cure this? What do I do to combat my social awkwardness, Tom?
Well, I find this quite hard because I don't think you have a right to acknowledge Mr. Hamish Blake. I mean, he's a superstar. You're a nobody. Just sit in there, put your head down and shut up, sir.
Yeah, but I've met him before. We've got a photo and everything.
So you'd have no right. I mean, what do you mean? Look, part of me think, okay, you know, be yourself, be happy, but no, how dare you even look those people in the eye? Keep your head down and mind your own business there. Yeah.
Really? But this comes from the person that stalks Kylie Minogue for a profession.
Hey, listen, I've told you straight up, I'll talk to anybody. I'm a deal. I've chased Kylie Minogue down the street. I have no problems. You've asked my advice. I mean, I'm giving you advice, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'm different. I'm allowed to talk to people.
It's the status. You got the blue tick on Instagram. I don't. Hey, I guess thank you, Tom.
Wow. Wow, thanks heaps, Tom. That was so darn helpful. Another Tom's Wisdom, and it was successful.
Well, I'm very excited because NASA has been preparing for the end of the world this week, and they've been doing a doomsday rehearsal.
Ooh.
All week. The aim is to determine what would happen if an asteroid hit Earth and how we would survive.
Ooh.
So what they've got is they've got the scenarios being devised by a division of NASA, along with other agencies and other governments throughout the world, to learn how quickly and effectively they can get together to organise it if something is called a near-Earth object, like object colliding.
Okay, so they're planning for the worst. I like that. That's kind of funky.
Do you know what? So the exercise is titled The Hypothetical Asteroid Impact Scenario. Is extremely detailed. So what they're doing is people get into little teams and you've got to go off and decide how would you make the asteroid flick off.
Like a role-playing thing.
The whole role-playing thing. So the whole idea is at the end, they're going to be able to figure out where our holes are.
Right.
But so I think they're trying to plan whether they're going to send Bruce Willis up into space and blow the asteroid up. You know, one of the drilling mines. Did you ever watch those dumb movies?
Yeah, I did. It was really slow, that movie. How do we get involved? Can we get involved?
Oh, no, you can't get involved.
Why not?
Well, because the whole thing is if an asteroid's coming to hit the Earth, what are you going to do, mate? Nothing.
I think I could do at least a little something. I could pep the people up, get them
excited.
Would
you like to know?
About what?
Well, just say, like, the scientists know there's an asteroid coming that's going to hit Earth in 2 weeks' time. What are you going to do? There's nothing you can do. You can't hide anywhere. It's not like you can run from it.
I'd run to the nearest church. I'd become religious straight away, I reckon.
Do you think that's going to help?
I reckon he'd take me in, take me into his church, bring me up to the big house.
Okay, well, I think you're going to die very lonely. You're going to go out with the rest of the dilbs.
Okay, hurtful.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.